Hello, this is Seth Juarez. We're here at Build 2015. Would you guys mind introducing yourselves and telling us what you do?
Happy to do that. Rob Lefferts, I'm the General Manager for Office Extensibility.
Oh, nice.
And Jeremy Thake, I'm a Technical Product Manager in Office Marketing.
Can you tell us a little bit about why you're here and what announcements you guys have made?
Yeah, absolutely. This was a big week for us. We really launched up the notion of Office as a platform. We got a great opportunity to get up on stage with Satya earlier this week and demo sort of the full range of what people can do with Office. And it was a big opportunity for us to deliver three key messages about using Office to connect to a really broad user population.
Got it.
And in fact, in some ways, using Office to help advertise your service and connect users back to the capabilities you offer. The second around all of the data and capabilities that we offer in Office 365 and how you can use those to build richer apps that are really all about getting people work, helping people get work done. Mm-hmm. And a key part of that is this is the data and content that users really love and care about. It is the documents that they have worked on. It is the important meetings that they go to. It is the valuable conversations that they have. And you can take advantage of that in your application.
So what does this extensibility look like? What kind of things can you do? And is this extensibility sort of only restricted to the, say you're in Excel, can you build an extension just for Excel and then you have to build another one for Word? What does this all look like?
Yeah, I think the other exciting thing about being at Build is that, you know, traditionally when we were building for like SharePoint or for Office, we were talking just to Office developers or just to SharePoint developers. And now with the model, any web developer can come and build add-ins directly into PowerPoint, Excel, Word, or even in SharePoint. But it doesn't have to be in our products. You know, we can extend our user experience of, you know, the 1.2 billion users of Office. But what we can also do is say, well, if you already have an existing web application, you're a SaaS ISV, you're a startup in the Valley, you can connect into our APIs and leverage all that good content. And so the nature is that either we can provide a mechanism to get those things through, or we can actually allow people to discover these things through our Office store, and users can grab those things directly in the store.
All right, so show us what we can do.
Sure, so if I just jump in here to my experience here, say we'll go into Excel here.
Okay.
What you'll notice on the right-hand side is we have this notion of a task pane. And on the right-hand side here, this is an example of an SAP demo that we put together, which Rob actually showed with Satya in the keynote. One of the compelling things with these add-ins is that they don't just work in the desktop versions of Office. If I have the iPad, or if I'm in the online version in a browser of Excel, these add-ins will work natively in those experiences as well.
Is that with the same sort of, like, because I imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're building a new project for Office, and you're saying that that same project will work across all of the versions?
Absolutely. So, and that's the nice bit is as we light up those experiences, not just in the iPad, the next ones we're going to target is a new Android apps for Word, PowerPoint, Excel that we've got in preview right now. And then we'll come once we ship the Windows 10 versions of Office as well. These add-ins will work there without any code changes at all. So it's a really compelling way of kind of being able to reach out to an audience that maybe you as a web developer haven't been able to reach before. And for me, I think personally, like I spend way too much time in Outlook with my mail and being able to get into that audience of, we said 400 million users are actually using that Outlook.com experience. Being able to build an add-in for that is a really compelling way of doing things.
Yeah, that is a pretty good thing. Now, what do these projects look like for a developer?
So naturally, we give the best experience inside Visual Studio.
Right.
So right now, you can do the file, new projects, and jump straight into and build an add-in there. But for instance, we have Angular developers that essentially just build within their own IDE they're used to, whether it's Sublime or whatever they Notepad, they can build whatever they like in there. And essentially what it is a manifest XML that gets added into the store, or they sideload it, and that points to the web app where it's running.
So these are actually web applications that are running inside of.
Yeah, the easiest way to think about it is that you've built a service that lives on the web and you want to really light that up across the Office endpoints. And so what Office is going to go do is connect to your service, get the HTML and JavaScript, and render it within the context of Office. Give you an object model where you can go and manipulate the document content so that you can have rich capabilities integrated inside of the Office.
I see. So that truly makes it so that it works everywhere.
That's right.
All right, so sorry, I kind of derailed you, but there's some really good.
Right, so this example here, this is something that SAP have prototyped right now using just standard HTML and JavaScript. And on the right-hand side here, you know, the power of this scenario is that, you know, a lot of people like using Excel to edit and manipulate data. And what I can do is I can come in and like pick a data model that's being pulled from SAP And when I select and connect to that, it's actually going to pull and rip that data directly into Excel. It's done that by using this JavaScript library called Office.js to inject all that data directly into the sheet. But the nice thing about the scenario is, say I'm kind of bulk editing my data from SAP directly in Excel, so maybe I lied about my age, I'm not really 21, and maybe I'm 34. That'll go through and update that data there. But the nice bit is before I save all that data back to SAP, I can click the compare and save button. And what I'll do is I'll actually use the Office.js libraries there to highlight that there was a change in the data from when it was first inserted, and then I can actually go through and say, yes, I'm happy with that change and the differences between my data, and actually update that and push that data back to SAP.
So that's really cool. So there's two aspects of what's going on. There's the actual extra UI that you get to put in, right. And then there's the interaction with the actual document, whatever right. It may be.
Right. And so you're benefiting from, obviously in this scenario we're using SAP, but you could imagine that to be any type of enterprise development scenario where I'm reaching from data from elsewhere and then using the power of Excel. And the nice thing here is that, again, this would work on the iPad, it works on the browser as well. So no matter where your user is, this add-in will actually work across all those platforms.
A couple other comments about this one. This is actually built on top of SAP's Gateway for Microsoft. So they've worked with us to build some enabling technology that wires SAP data up for OAuth and OData, and that makes it easy for us to integrate it into Office in this way.
But you could also build, like, for example, your own web API
Absolutely.
To consume and push stuff back and forth into documents where,
That's right.
like, let's be honest, the best tool for doing any kind of work nowadays is Excel because everyone yes. is using it. So if someone's using Excel, might as well put your stuff in there
That's
and
right.
push it back up.
Yeah.
All right, so what else you got to show
And
us?
So this was just another example. This is something that was really cool. It was the guys in the Imaging Cup. So a bunch of students from China had actually wrote this app and actually won the Imaging Cup with this for the category they're in. And what they've done is, if I just change the layout to a blank slide here, and where I'm presenting, my mouse has disappeared, which makes it always a little bit tricky. So when you go up to the insert in the ribbon here and you go to insert my apps, they actually built this app called CoPresenter Pro. So we had the shape of a task pane in Excel. In this instance, we're actually being able to inject content directly into a PowerPoint slide, which is essentially an iframe of a web page with HTML. The scenario here was that these students, their teachers were teaching them to code, and they kept kind of copying and pasting the code directly into the slide, and it never formatted it, and it was very hard to talk to that code. So what I can do here is they have a sample snippet here, which is some JavaScript. It auto-detects that language, and it allows me to kind of go in here and see that code. But some of the nice things they've done is I can easily kind of zoom in that code here using that plugin there. And what I can also do is I can collapse down the different functions, so I can actually go in here and, sorry. I can collapse down the function, so maybe if I'm starting to talk about this code, I can start with like the shrunk down bits, then I can expand it, and then I can actually go through and say, for instance, if I click the print welcome on here, it will start to highlight the references of where the print welcome is in the rest of the script.
That's
and this
cool.
is something yes. these guys put together in a few weeks with very little experience with Office, but they had HTML and JavaScript experience to understand how they could interact with that model inside PowerPoint.
And they also had the scenario and the need. They actually use this in their classrooms, and actually now this app is up in the store, so people can go and download it and use it and get that experience inside
yeah.
of PowerPoint.
So if I go ahead here in the ribbon, you can see I can click on the store, and that will launch all of our store apps that are available in that ecosystem. So for instance, the Poll Everyone one was actually a Ruby on Rails app that was built, and we first released this in the store. And again, that's another one where they can insert a poll directly into a PowerPoint slide and have kind of that
so
human
this is,
interaction.
This is an interesting thing, because now it's not just you're making something for you, but now you could distribute it inside of an app store
that's
for
right.
Office. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, as you can see up here, directly from within PowerPoint or any of the Office applications, you can connect to the store, you can find applications, we're now calling them add-ins, that map to your particular scenario. You can also go up to the website to find others. One of the key things about this is we're excited about developers putting add-ins up here and sharing them broadly around the world. We've also enabled a corporate store where an organization can distribute their apps and add-ins.
I see.
And so it's very much about a corporate IT developer building a solution that makes their employees more productive and then broadly distributing it throughout the organization.
Got it.
And the nice thing is that it starts to remember and follow you, because I'm signed into Office. If I've added the SAP app when I've been in the desktop version of Excel, when I jump on Excel on my iPad, it'll already be in the recently used add-ins as well, and I can just add that directly in.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's really neat in terms of it follows you around the different experiences.
And one last thing about app distribution. It turns out that they actually get saved into the document. So if Jeremy saved this presentation and then mailed it to you, when you opened it up, it would have a picture of what the add-in was doing, and then would invite you to go get it so that you would have the same rich experience, and it actually virally distributes the add-ins in that way.
That way you're not opening something and just breaks and you have no idea why.
If you're a developer, you get to think about how those great solutions get distributed by users on your behalf.
That's awesome.
And the other aspect of it is the add-ins are obviously one benefit in getting and reaching all the Office users. But in terms of if you're a user inside Office 365, you're living within the web browser to check out Outlook Online, or you're using our Delve product to understand what's going on within your organization, we've actually allowed you now that you can be part of this experience too. So in this demo here, you can see there's a bunch of tiles here in our app launcher to apps that we provide for you for free as part of the Office 365 experience, such as Delve and the Video Portal and OneNote and OneDrive. But we also have this example here, which is the PropMam, Property Manager example, which we actually had a presentation this week on, which is a hero demo we put together to kind of highlight how you can go and connect through to all of our APIs, but live within your own experience. So in this scenario here, the Property Manager here has been built using ASP.NET MVC, it's hosted in Azure, it's single sign-in experience, so it uses the Office 365 credentials to log me in as the Property Manager. And the scenario here is that if I jump through and there's properties that I'm managing, you know, again, as a web developer, I'm building this experience. All of this data in this instance is actually stored in SharePoint. So we can leverage a lot of the benefits of SharePoint as a platform, whether it's workflow, whether it's version history of the properties changing, or uploading files and images there too. And some of the new things that we've announced this week is that we've introduced new APIs. So for instance, the scenario with the Property Manager is that inspectors go out and look at these rentals, and they're filming videos of maybe damaged things. We've all got houses, we know things go wrong. So in this scenario, there's a little video here that's uploaded into the video portal Office 365. And what that's actually showing is that it's streaming via Azure Media Services directly through into the browser here. And they've leveraged the APIs to actually upload this video directly from the Property Manager app that we've built and shipped in as open source in GitHub.
That's awesome. So this is really cool stuff. And I like it because, I mean, it leverages stuff that people already know how to use. Right. And it lets you hook into stuff that everybody uses, and then it lets them distribute your app on your behalf sort of virally.
That's exactly right.
Satya made a comment about, was it Skype SDK?
Skype Web SDK, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's actually in this notion of getting rich APIs for Office 365 so you can build solutions that access more data and have more capabilities. We're enabling people to build websites that have rich real-time communication built right into it, using the preview of the Skype Web SDK that we announced this week.
So in essence, is it like you're embedding Skype into your web?
That's exactly
right.
That's
amazing.
But you can do it in the context of your web solution. So you can have all the data that users would want to care about. You can imagine B2C scenarios where you could have help desk people talking to customers.
That's really cool.
And they don't have to leave your experience in order to do it. So there's a RESTful set of APIs that enable presence, notification, and chat. And then that you can embed directly the Skype control for real-time video.
Oh, because making that from scratch is difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think the benefit there is that, you know, the scenarios both with add-ins and those embed scenarios is that, you know, it saves you flicking context. So I don't have to go and alt-tab to Skype or have like three screens with Skype and my interface on there. It's just living within that one experience and my users don't have to keep jumping between different things.
All right, so where can developers go to learn more and maybe even get started?
Yeah, so if they go to, if I could type, dev.office.com, that landing page is where you can get to all of our resources. We have over 80 hours of video on-demand training for free there and hands-on labs that you can go and kind of very easily get up to speed building add-ins for Outlook or Word, PowerPoint, or Excel. We have all links off to all the documentation. I do a weekly podcast there where I go and talk to all the engineers and stuff. So it's definitely the place to go and get started with any of this development on Office.
Well, any parting words to developers that are watching?
Well, we really hope that they see the opportunity, and we really hope that it's clear what we want to accomplish here, which is we really believe in making the end users a lot more productive in the flow of how they do their work, and we're going to do everything possible to make sure that developers can be super productive delivering those solutions.
Very good. And for you?
I think the opportunity thing for me is where it really lives. We've seen a lot of ISVs that are here actually today with it on the expo hall where they've introduced the authentication of Office 365, and they've maybe integrated with our calendar APIs, and they've seen seen a massive boost. Up to 25% of their signups now are coming because the Office 365 customers
Because people are already there, right? People are in Office.
And so it just adds a whole level of discoverability from our store of the user base that they may not have been able to reach before. So there's a huge opportunity there for that.
Well, thanks so much for giving us this really good information. I know I'm excited as a developer to even start and get started. Thanks so much for watching. We again are here at Build, and we will see you next time. Take care.